just need a system, you need a process, and you got to be consistent in what you do. That's all you need.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, that is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, I'm going to share with you my current content system, creation and publishing system for content. Before we get into that, I remind everybody, I send out a text every day guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point called Daily Motivation. As soon as we get those texts firing again, you'll be getting them straight to your phone. All you got to do to get that text is to be part of my text community. It is free. Just text me at my number 305-384-6894. And once those texts start going out again, you as a member of the community will be getting those messages. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all of my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, if you would like to be able to share with me your challenges, your needs, whatever you're working on right now, you want to share with me your new sales funnel, your website, the book that you're about to put out, the challenges and struggles that you are having in business, and get some direct help on what to do, why to do it, when and where and how to do it, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's the place where you can have me as your direct coach, where I will help you with those things and a whole lot more, anything around your mindset, your strategies, your systems, and your accountability for producing performance and results in your business and in your life. If that sounds like you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is down below in the description. With that out the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is, again, my current content system. As most of you probably know, if you've listened to the show for even, let's say, a week, you can tell I do a whole lot of content creation. I create a huge amount of content, and I have been creating content for a very long time. This is not a new thing to me to create content, and I've created more original content than anyone has created original content ever. I don't think there's anyone out there who's created more original content than me. I don't know if there's a way to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for this, but if there is, I should be in it for creating more original content than anybody. I don't know. Maybe somebody has created, they created a bunch of 1 minute pieces and they did more than me, but I'm talking about actual substantial content. I don't know the way we would measure that, but I have created the most of anyone. You could take my word for that. So I do believe I have a legitimate claim. So anyway, today's episode is about my current system for creating content, and hopefully you can take something from this and use it for yourself, especially if you are in a similar space to me, such as those of you in intellectual property, those of you in thought leadership, coaches, authors, speakers, etc. You're building a brand around yourself and a brand around your business, and you create content to get yourself and your stuff known. There are some things I'm going to share here today that you could use. Maybe you won't use all of it, but you could use at least some of it. That's why I'm going to share what it is that we do. And just take you behind the curtain of how we get content out there these days. Point number one, the topic once again is, I'm telling you my current content creation system. Number one, ideas. Because in order for you to create a bunch of content, you need enough ideas for the content that you're going to create. And I talk to a lot of people in the content creation space. They're in the spaces for different reasons, but I talk to a lot of them about this, is that you need a way of actually coming up with ideas and consistently coming up with ideas so you can consistently produce content. So the most important tool you need for coming up with ideas is Google Docs. Oh, that's the most important tool that I use. Now, if you aren't a Google Docs user, you can use Microsoft Word. You can use the Notes app on your phone. You can use a pen and paper. You can use a whiteboard, whatever it is that you can use to take notes. That's the whole point. So I use Google Docs, but whatever you want to use to take notes on, that's what you need. You need something where you write everything down, period. That's the most important part of this system, because I leave nothing to the memory. I don't expect my memory to log anything that I'm doing. I put it down in Google Docs so Google Docs can remember it, and I trust them or it more than I trust my memory. Everything is put on digital paper. So when I come up with an idea for an episode of this show, for example, I have a specific document that is just for future episodes of this masterclass that need to be recorded. And as a matter of fact, speaking of future episodes of this masterclass, there was something that I meant to write down that I need to do right now. So speaking of such, I'm doing it right now. So I just wrote something down. So anytime I come up with an idea, I just write it down in Google Docs that would eventually be an episode of this show. Then I write the topic down, and then I write down maybe the high level points that I want to share. So let's say there are 3 points. Write down whatever the 3 general points are, or if I only got 1 or only got 2 points, I write down the 1 or 2 points that I thought of in the moment. And then when it's time for me to flesh everything out, I make sure I have all the points that I want to share, maybe a couple other notes that I want to make sure I remember. And then when it's time for me to record, I don't have to think about what I'm going to do. See, I don't have to think of what to write, and I don't have to remember, not write, what to say. And I don't have to remember what to say because I already got my notes and I got my points right there in front of me. So I can look at the points and know exactly what thoughts I'm trying to get to. So for articles, I do the same thing. It's a similar process. I use Google Docs and I create a new document for any new article. So every article has its own document. I just put a little title in there, like a working title, what the article is going to be about. Then a few points or enough that it will jog my memory about what I wanted to say on the topic. So for example, let's say I wanted to write an article about insight, which we just talked about in yesterday's masterclass. I may take a note. I may make a note and I'll title it Why You Need Insight. For example, that probably won't be the title that it comes out with, but that's enough to remind me what it's about. Then inside of the document, let's say I'm on a move. I got somewhere to be in 5 minutes. I'm not going to write the whole article in 5 minutes. What I'm going to do is just take a few notes on why I'm even thinking about that as an article. Whatever the notes are, it's just something to remind me of what I want to say. Then when it's time for me to sit down and write the article, all I got to do is look at those notes. Like, oh yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking when I put this down. And then I can write it out based on that because it basically jogs my memory and takes me back to that same place mentally where I was when I came up with that idea in the first place. Okay, and then when it's time to write, then I go do it. For video these days, I actually don't write down a bunch of ideas for video because a lot of videos that I put out these days are coming off of clips from this very show, the full episodes of this show. And then when I'm driving, I do make videos on YouTube. I use like a car holster that can hold a phone in such a way that it stays steady while the car is moving and I don't have to hold it in my hand. But I think of the video ideas just when I'm on the move. Those I don't actually write down. I just think of something, what I want to talk about. I'm about to drive. I could probably make 2 videos in this drive right here. I just pick a topic. I just think of something I want to talk about and I just talk about it. So that one, there's no real process for that. That's just think of it and just record it. That's all I do when I do videos. And again, a lot of videos that we put out these days is repurposed from either an appearance I did on somebody else's platform or these videos from my own platform. So I'm repurposing this content. And again, when I'm driving, I just think of whatever I want to say and I just say it right there on that video without writing it down. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. And that sounds like the missing link in your process. And let me give you a hint. It is the missing link in your process. I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is my current content creation system and publishing system. Number two is now we got to get to production. Most important tool when it comes to production is a smartphone. Everybody has access to Google Docs. It's free, by the way. And everyone here has a smartphone. It's not free, but everybody has one. So whenever I get a new iPhone, what I do is I keep the previous one. So I'm an iPhone user. I keep the previous iPhone. So as of this recording, I have my previous iPhone, which I believe is an iPhone 11. That is the previous one. So it's not active. So I only use this phone for recording video. And now the active phone that I have as of this recording is the iPhone 13. So I think I'm one or two phones behind. I think right now the current iPhone is iPhone 15. As you can see, I haven't been to get an iPhone in a while. I think it's been 2 years since I got an iPhone. So let's see. I'm going to the iPhone website. So the newest iPhone, yes, is the iPhone 15. So when I get a new phone, I guess I'll get the iPhone 15. Or if I wait till the end of the year, there'll probably be a new phone out. So then I guess I'll be getting the iPhone 16. But I'll probably get a new phone maybe by, I'm recording this in spring, early spring. Actually, it's not even spring yet. It's still winter. I'll probably get a phone sometime in the summer. So I guess that'll still be the iPhone 15. So I'll probably give me an iPhone 15. I guess that'll be my next phone. So then when I get the iPhone 15, which I'm predicting, then this iPhone 13 is going to be a second phone / camera. So then I'll have two phones that are cameras. That's all they're going to be used for is cameras. And then I'll use the iPhone 15 as my actual phone. Like my text messages and calls and all that stuff will come through that phone. Then the other two can be cameras. And then what I do with them is I use them for recording. I use them for when I do live streams, and especially with live streaming, because you can't live stream to multiple platforms from one device unless there's only a couple apps that allow you to stream to a couple other applications, a couple pieces of software to allow you to do that. But for the most part, you need multiple devices in order to stream to multiple places as a general rule. So this morning, for example, I did a live stream. I was on Facebook. My Facebook business page was Facebook / Work On Your Game University, which you should join, by the way, if you haven't already. There was Instagram at Dre Baldwin. And then there is TikTok, which is at Work On Your Game. So I had three devices going. I had on my laptop, I was on one. On my old phone, iPhone 11, I was streaming on Instagram. And then on my iPad, I was streaming on TikTok. So now when I get the next iPhone, whenever that is, now I have an extra phone, the iPhone 13. That will be another streaming phone. And maybe on there, I'll stream on maybe LinkedIn. Maybe I'll add LinkedIn as a streaming platform. Where else can I stream that I'm not streaming right now? I guess YouTube. I guess I could stream on YouTube, which I usually don't do. But maybe I'll add YouTube or I'll add LinkedIn as another place to stream. And I'll have four cameras going all at the same time. Point is the smartphone. And all of you have a smartphone and you don't need multiple phones. Like I just described, you can produce with one phone. If I only had one phone, I didn't have any extra devices, I would just pick one platform, whichever one I want to stream on. I would just stream on that one. Just one stream. That's it. So whenever I get a new phone, as I said, I keep the previous one. I just use it as a recording device. So this episode right now, if you're watching this on video, I am recording this on an iPhone. This camera is an iPhone. All right, this is not some advanced camera. I see people with these fancy $1,000+ cameras. The iPhone is $1,000+ camera. All right, how much is this phone? Look at the retail price of your phone. All right, that's the $1,000 camera you got. Okay, so when I write my articles as well, I do most of my writing on the phone. As a matter of fact, a lot of my writing is done on the phone. I've written books, entire books on my phone. So I'm saying this not to impress you, but to impress upon you. You don't need any extra material. You got all the stuff to do this stuff. Again, you don't have to produce the way I produce, but you are not missing equipment. You already got the equipment. And I usually will write on the phone, but do editing on the computer. It's a different way of looking at it. It gives me a fresh set of eyes. I just do a better job catching the errors on a bigger screen. For writing, when I come back around to write an article, those notes, again, remind me of the thoughts. I write it out. I've gotten good at also using the talk to text function. So those of you who want to, maybe you just need to get your writing done faster, use the talk to text function. So I do that all the time. The challenging thing with talk to text when you first start using it is the way that we talk is not the way that we write. So you got to learn how to speak in a way that comes out as the written word. So you got to learn that. Once you get good at writing, you can get good at talking to write. And also when you're talking to write, you often have to add in the punctuation marks. So you have to actually say period, comma, exclamation point, new line, new paragraph. You have to say those things to the phone in order for it to add the punctuation marks. So if you don't do that, then you'll just have this long stream of consciousness that doesn't make any sense. And it'd probably be easier if you just go back and write it rather than edit what you said, because it doesn't make any sense. So you just got to get good at using the talk to text function, but it's very useful once you figure out how to do it. So you just got to get better at how to use the talk to text. And I use it on the computer and on the phone. So I can speak out a lot of my notes. For example, for these episodes, I speak out notes, articles, I speak out, and then I go back and I edit them for clarity. So when I do the notes for this show, I don't really need to edit that much because I can just look at the note and know what I'm trying to say. But for articles, I go back and edit with precision so that when you read it, it reads properly. For video, I use the material from this show as, you know, for one thing, for content. And I create my whiteboard reels in my office at home every day, once a day. So any of you ever seen me stand in front of the whiteboard, sometimes with my son there, sometimes not. Those I actually go and create. I write the notes on the whiteboard, then I turn the camera, I record it. And those videos are usually 1 minute long. And it doesn't take me more than, let's say, 4 minutes, the whole process. So no, let's say 6 minutes. So it takes me 3 minutes to write the notes on the board. Then 1 minute to record. We'll say 2 minutes to record, just in case I got to re-record. Maybe I went over a little bit. Maybe the mic has some static in it. Maybe my son grabbed the microphone or did something he shouldn't have did, so I had to re-record it. So where are we up to now? And now we're up to 5 minutes. Then I trim the video, which means I trim off the beginning, I trim off the end with the extra part, so it is about 1 minute. Then what I do is I upload that video onto my laptop computer, and then I airdrop the video from the phone to the computer, and then I upload the video into this app, that software that we use to create the clips. You want access to that software, let me know, send me a message, send me a DM or an email, or if our text is working again, send me a text. I'll send you a link that's an affiliate link to where you can get a special rate just because you got it from me. And then you can start using that software as well. I've put a bunch of people onto that software already and they are actively using it. So that's what I do when it comes to the whiteboard reels. And sometimes when I'm driving, I'll record a video, again, based on something I'm thinking about in the moment. But again, that's all on a smartphone. All right, so again, there's no special equipment here. Only special equipment I mentioned that you might not have is a car holster for the phone. So it's a thing that sticks to the inside of your window, or it can stick on your dashboard, depending on what kind of car you have. And then you put your phone in there and it basically holds the phone steady and you can just record a video while you're driving. So that's what I do. So any of you see me in the driving videos, I'm not holding a camera. There's no cameraman in the car with me using it by myself. I'm using the holster that I got on Amazon for $10. Okay, so the production that we do here is all in-house. Again, production is all in-house, not editing, but production all happens in-house. Everything you see me doing, I do it, the recording and the creation, I do it myself. So I do all my writing, I do all of my recording, I do all the recording for this show, all the recording for my videos, nobody else records or writes on my behalf. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs, by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is my current content creation system. Number three is the publishing. Now, the most important tool for publishing is other people and software. For my publishing, the most important tools I use is other human beings and also use software. So let me explain. So for writing, scheduling of email is, for the most part now, I schedule it myself, but my assistant also gets involved in scheduling articles. So you see articles up on my website, you see articles that we publish to LinkedIn and Facebook and posts on Instagram and TikTok and what other places we publish. Anywhere else that we publish, there's a whole bunch of other places, Medium, articles that go up on dreallday.com. All of that, my assistant takes care of all of those things. And eventually I'll probably have her take care of the email as well. We're actually going to be in the process. By the time you hear this, we'll probably have started the process of migrating our email from, we use ClickFunnels. I use ClickFunnels to send out my emails, but ClickFunnels has two different versions. They have a classic version. They have like the newest 2.0 version. The challenge with it is there's no way to just one click transfer all your stuff from the classic version to the 2.0. You basically got to remake everything in the new version. And I've already promised myself that I am not personally going to do that. I'm going to hire somebody. I actually even know the guy that I'm going to hire. He has a whole team of people and they're going to do everything for me as long as they can do no satisfactory work, which I think this guy is pretty good at what he does. So I'll find out. If he's not, then I'll hire somebody different. But I can tell you, I promise you, I won't be doing it. Now, you got a promise from me, I will not be building a whole bunch of funnels on the new ClickFunnels software. I'm going to use ClickFunnels. I'm going to pay for ClickFunnels, but I am not going to be actively working in ClickFunnels building sales funnels. I'm not doing that anymore. I retired from the job of building sales funnels. Unless I'm building it for a client, I will help a client make a funnel. But I personally am not building my own funnels. That is over. I'm out of that game. Anyway, I'm saying all that to continue on my point here. My assistant handles most of the getting the writing published. I write, she publishes it. The only thing external for this show, this masterclass, is the audio editing gets done by the audio team, Nico and his team. Out in the Philippines, they get this stuff edited. They get the episodes published on all the audio platforms. So when you hear this on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen to it, they take care of that. The videos, I will record this video, which I am right now. I just upload this to YouTube as not published, but just upload it to YouTube on the back end. And then the audio team, Nico and team, they get it scheduled. They know our process. They make the thumbnails. They get it scheduled. They put in the metadata. They put it up on the website. They do all of that stuff. Again, we have all of this systematized. So they know exactly what to do, what not to do, how to do it. And anytime we make changes, we just communicate and it's done. So that's how we get the videos up for the show. And the show comes out every day. So we do have a well-oiled machine of a process of how we do this. And that's the audio and the video for the masterclass episode. So they take care of the audio, they take care of the video. All I do is record it. So when I get done recording this audio, I upload it to Google Drive. It goes into a specific folder. I upload the title name into a specific document. And again, the audio team has access to the Google Drive. They have access to the Google Doc. And all they do is grab the information from each place. They go create the thumbnail. They edit it on YouTube. They get it scheduled. They take that video, they embed it up on DreAllDay.com. They make a blog post for each episode. And my assistant does the article stuff on DreAllDay.com and to all the social media platforms. So again, we have an integrated system here of everybody doing whatever job they need to do, including myself. And I use software for creating social media clips. Again, reach out to me. I'll give you a link to that software. That'll get you a special deal for creating clips on social media. So if you follow me on any social media platform, you see those little clips that I post all the time. I am not going to manually creating those. As a matter of fact, nobody is manually creating those. That is created by software. AI software does that. So if you've been thinking you need to hire a human to do that, you do not. Now AI does that and is putting humans out of business, at least when it comes to that part of the game. So again, send me a message. I'll help you out with that. And again, that software will publish directly to the applications for you, like the social media apps. It'll publish directly for you. So you don't have to log into each one individually to get that done. And again, message me. I'll give you a link. Also, we use Google Workspace, specifically Google Drive, for the sharing of all of our documents. So when I write articles, Google Drive. Episodes of this show, the video and the audio, all will go on Google Drive, or I just upload it directly to YouTube, but again, not scheduled to YouTube. My team handles the scheduling and all of that. And again, this is three entities. So Nico has a whole team, my audio guy. He has a whole team, but I basically interface with just him and his wife. They handle their, they tell their team what to do. As long as it gets done, I don't care who's doing it, but I know they're responsible for that. My assistant, who I talk to every single day, she handles the article stuff with all the social medias. And then there's me. So there's only three of us here. So it's not like I have this huge army of people getting all this stuff done, but I do have 20,000 plus pieces of content out there. And my content has been consumed over 100 million times over the last 20 plus years. So again, you don't need a ton of people for this to happen. You just need a system, you need a process, and you got to be consistent in what you do. That's all you need. So with that said, let me recap today's class, which is my current content system. Again, as many of you probably know, I create a ton of content. I put content out every single day on every platform. So I want to tell you how I do it as of today. And again, all this is subject to change. Number one, most important thing for ideas is Google Docs. This basically means I write everything down. You don't need to use Docs. Just use something in which you write down all your ideas. Do not trust your long-term memory. Trust a short pencil, metaphorically speaking, to write things down so that you don't have to remember them. Number two, production. Most important tool is the smartphone. All of you have access to a smartphone. I record on smartphones. I do my live streams on smartphones. I do a lot of my writing on smartphones. And then right from the smartphone, I upload a lot of my stuff right into Google Drive, where other people who work with me have access to these materials and they can go do their part. And again, you just have to make sure this is all systematized and processed out so everybody knows what they're supposed to do, when, where, why, and how. And again, and point number three, publishing. Most important tool is other people and software. So this is where there may be some stuff you don't have access to, because software does cost and other people, they cost as well. So for writing, scheduling of emails by me, my assistant takes care of getting the articles up on social media. My audio team takes care of everything with the masterclass. All I do is record it, upload it to Google Drive. Everybody else knows their thing and what they're supposed to do, and they take care of everything else. Again, send me a message. You want access to, or want an access link to get that software that'll help you create clips for your social media. With all that said, folks, text me so you're in my text community. My number is down below in the description. Also, Work On Your Game University. You are building a brand. You're building a business. You want to get your name and likeness and image and all your stuff out there so you can make more money from what you're doing. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. I will coach you on how to do this, how to build your business, how to systematize out everything that is working, how to strategize what is going to work, what may not work. And most importantly, getting the mindset in place to make all of this stuff work. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, where you can work with me directly on how to do that. Work on your game. Dre all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality, and that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.